PIAA playoff basketball is on the air.
Berman's Health Shop, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present the following high school basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's PIAA 6A second round playoff game is between the Lower Marion Aces and the Roman Catholic Eagles. Tonight's game is sponsored by Berman's Health Shop. For all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Woodland Dental Associates. Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young for all your dental needs. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor Girls Basketball Coach Mark Jordan, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And we are ready for a rip-roaring affair here tonight in this unbelievable second round 6A PIAA boys basketball state playoff game. It is Roman Catholic representing the Philadelphia Catholic League against the Lower Marion Aces representing the Central League. Roman Catholic 23-4, 15 straight wins. Matt Griffin, third year head coach, has great bloodlines in playing and coaching. He played for actually current Penn State head coach Patrick Chambers at Boston University back in the day. And Matt went to St. Joe's Prep High School. Lower Marion Aces, 25-3. Greg Downer, 29th year. Three PIAA state championships. Couple of state runner-ups. Again, we're here at Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield, where it's just about packed. Downer's lifetime record through the 29 years right now, 584 and 241. A combined 10 PIAA basketball state championships between Roman Catholic and Lower Marion. Lower Marion's won 7, Roman 3, and that's over, what, like a 10-year period. And they've had other chances to win more. The two programs have met each other twice in the PIAA state tournament. Lower Marion has won each time. 2012, 67-49 over Roman. And back 5 years ago, 2014, Lower Marion beat Roman 64-52. Roman 20-7 lifetime PIAA state playoffs. Lower Marion 61-26 lifetime in PIAA state playoff games. Here we go, guys. Mark Jordan, let's go to you, and you have all kinds of numbers.
A lot of numbers. Obviously, these are two of the best teams in the state of Pennsylvania. That goes without saying. Roman Catholic captured the Catholic League title. They beat LaSalle 64-50 down to Palestra. Then they started off their state tournament with a 92-48 win over Springford. They led 46-22 at halftime. Obviously, the athletes are all across the board there. Hakeem Hart is a St. Joe's signee, 6'6". His buddy Seth Lundy, also 6'6", scores at will. Freshman Jalen Duran, 6'9", getting a lot of Division I looks already.
David, he is one of the top ninth graders in the country.
In the entire country. So their athleticism goes without saying. Last game, the Springfield coach said they have it all. The size, the athleticism, the skill. Lower Marion's, of course, going to be up against it. Jack Forrest has missed the last two games. We were told one due to injury. The last game, because he was sick. He's back tonight healthy, we're told. He's a big part of this. His last two games, he scored 22 against Coatesville in a 71-66 loss. And then he also dropped 31 against Chester, the Clippers, making 7 three-pointers.
The legendary
Chester High Clippers. He's obviously a key part of this offense, as is Steve Payne, senior. He does it all. I guess my initial thrust is this. Roman Catholic can score all over the place. They have games in the 80s and 90s. Lower Marion can score. They've had games in the 60s and the 70s. They're going to score some points, too.
Lower Marion is a very good team. 11 other 16 kids are seniors. This is their quote-unquote year, but again, you have to play Roman Catholic.
It was a tough draw where they came, and this could have been a state final game, really, guys, without getting too crazy. The way it worked out, obviously, that they're facing each other in the round of 16. My gut is this. I think Greg Downer, who is the ultimate chess master, he's a great, great coach.
Oh, yeah.
The state titles speak for themselves. You know, he gets teams out of their comfort zone. Just watching his Roman Catholic team warm up is kind of almost awe-inspiring. I want to say Downer can't win this game in the 60s and 70s. I think from their angle, they have to keep this game in the low 50s and set the tempo. That being said, it's easier said than done. I think they're going to try their four-quarter offense, break some guys down. Two interesting stats, and then I'll throw it over to Michael. One, last game, do you know that Roman Catholic did not register their first foul until the third quarter? I've seen thousands of games. I've never heard of that in a state tournament game. No fouls, which means two things. One, their opponent was just taking jump shots and settling with the big inside presence from Roman Catholic. And two, they wanted no part of the paint or the rim. And I think Laura Marion's going to be stubborn enough to say, guess what? Steve Payne, get me to the rim as often as you can. Get to the foul line. You can't beat this team without attempting foul shots until the third quarter. And the other take of it is LaSalle tried to slow him down, Michael. They tried to slow him down. And I was reading that game article, and they said Roman just sped us up. Roman was so athletic in the half court, they made us shoot fast. They made us take quick shots, which I know as a coach, I love that, when teams get out of their element and do that. So Roman's going to try and speed up Lower Merion. My gut is Coach Downer's going to say, guess what, guys? Let's wait for a really good shot, a shot at the rim. We'll kick it out for a wide-open three-pointer.
I think Roman uses their talent to their advantage, as they should. I think Lower Merion is a more methodic, traditional basketball type game, and I think you're absolutely right. I think what's going to happen here is Roman's going to try to set the pace, and Laura Marion's going to be desperate to make sure they set the pace, and that's going to be the first contest. I think the second one, of course, is going to be if Laura Marion can in fact challenge in the paint and can threaten them in the paint, that will force Roman Catholic to come in and start making fouls and putting Laura Marion at the free throw line. Of course, that's the offense for Laura Marion. The defense for Laura Marion's another issue, because you've got such great height on Roman Catholic side, and you know they on paper should be able to, assuming they are on the mark with the buckets, they should be able to pretty much shoot at will, get the offensive rebounds, make the multiple attempts. And as we know in basketball in general, and certainly high school, if you're picking up 1, 2, 3 offensive rebounds on your side and then putting it in, that's a killer. It takes up time and it puts points on the board. So this should be interesting. These are two top programs, and I agree with you. This could easily be a state final if the powers that be allowed it to be like that.
And as just a piggyback on that, they're really big. They're going to really hit the glass, Mike, which we've got to watch for rebounds tonight. Pete's on top of the rebounds, I know.
Yep.
Part one. And part two is easy baskets. Whenever I see the highlights of Roman Catholic, you see a tip-out dunk, tip-out dunk, tip-out easy layup, and they get a lot of easy points. I think Coach Downer knows Laura Marion's going to make them work for every point they get.
Yeah. But Mark, there's one thing that I think Lower Merion has to do. I know we say challenge in the paint. They have to be able to hit the three-point shots. We've done previous games when Lower Merion was red hot from the three-point line and they won by 20 points plus. If they can hit their threes, this could definitely be a game for Lower Merion. If they can't hit threes and they're cold from the outside, it's going to be a tough night for Lower Merion.
We are at Cardinal O'Hara High School, part of the Philadelphia Catholic League. It's Lower Merion, second round of the state tournament, taking on Roman Catholic. And I tell you what, guys, we're going to take a break and talk more about this gym. It's absolutely historical. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, the state playoffs. It's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, second round, PIAA 6A, the highest classification, largest enrollment schools in the state of Pennsylvania. Second round, Lower Merion, the Aces, and the great Greg Downer, 29 years. Matt Griffin, third year. His dad was a legend, wasn't he, Mark, here? And, you know, John, right? I mean, you're talking involved with Raleigh and Jimmy Lynam and, of course, Speedy.
It's a great coaching tree. He's done a heck of a job. Matt Griffin, I think his third year, you said?
Third year, yes.
Young guy. His brother's, I saw, assistant coach at Bucknell, was it?
The
family tree is fantastic with coaching. That being said, Greg Downer is going to know what's going on tonight. It's not going to be, you know, an X and O matchup. More of just simply talent.
Right, Mike?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, got a request. Greg Downer's dad, who's a big fan, obviously, for Lower Merion, has watched hundreds and hundreds of basketball games, cannot make tonight's game. He's home listening to us. So he just wanted to put a shout-out to Bob Downer. I hope he's feeling better and can make a game in the future. And, of course, he's pulling for Lower Merion to continue the season here tonight.
Sure. Obviously, a lot of people didn't think in 2006 Lower Merion would beat DeJuan Blair, DJ Kennedy, and Pittsburgh Shenley in the state final, but they got that done. So you just know. Who would have thought Abington Heights last year could beat Bonner from the Philadelphia Catholic League? Abington Heights, just a regular old public school, and they did it, right?
And we know how close they came to not making it. It went in the Hershey game.
Hershey
Kiss game, and they only beat Chester by one. But anyway, speaking of Delaware County teams, Sun Valley in the state quarterfinals, 5A, first time ever at any level. And they play Abington Heights, who has been a thorn in our side for Delaware County boys basketball teams.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to Vinny D'Angelo. He has a bum ankle, and he scored 26 points the other night to lead the Vanguards. It's just a great performance by Vinny D'Angelo, and let's hope he continues that on Friday.
Yeah, what a matchup with him and George Tinsley. I've been saying they're very similar ball players, but George is 6'6". And going to Binghamton, Vinny, you're looking at Division III, maybe Swarthmore, who's in the Final Four, by the way, NCAA Division III. Vinny's a 6'2". So Sun Valley, Abington Heights, guys, that game is going to be a quarterfinal game Friday night at Bethlehem, I believe, Freedom.
Yeah, right? It is. Oh. Well, we got some questions we got to ask ourselves after tonight's game, because we also have Garner Valley girls playing, and they're Friday night, and they're going to be... That could be a good game, and that's a little closer to home.
Boys 4A, we got Bonner Carroll right here at O'Hara.
Say, and that's all Delaware County all the time. Wow. And that's going to be right here, which makes it a little bit easier on us, which is not the criteria, but, boy, when you're looking at making that drive, it certainly looks a lot better.
And so. Bonner last night struggled. They Nanticoke, a really nice small-town team, and Nanticoke obviously got the big lead, and Bonner pulled it out. Archbishop Carroll, storied program. So they meet each other. So we're guaranteed to have at least one boys basketball team from Delaware County in the state semis. That would be in 4A. But tonight, Harrisburg, Chester, an epic up at the Geigel Complex.
Oh, yeah.
And those two teams have gone at it for years and years. And, Andrew, you hopefully can get some updates on some of these games that are going on. The winner of this Lower Merion Roman Catholic game will take on LaSalle College out of the Philadelphia Catholic League, or Allentown. Allen, a very young team. LaSalle College, I watched that game on TV the other day live.
Right.
Boy, did Reading, they hacked it up, man. They played bully ball. They slowed LaSalle College down. The announcers were saying, boy, we're just not used to it in the Catholic League. It's, you know, but anyway, LaSalle survives. And, you know, I'm looking for LaSalle College to win that game tonight by double digits and play, you know, we'll see.
Score. The halftime score from the LaSalle College and Allentown Allen is 40-29 in favor of LaSalle College.
Yeah, well, only up by 11. I thought it would be a little bit more than that, but nonetheless, I tell you what. What about this gym here, Mark? Cardinal O'Hara High School, a great girls' program, great sports.
Great gym, and it's actually a new floor. The floor got changed a few years back. It used to be a really old floor.
Goes back a long, long way. We're going to get ready for the national anthem and then the starting lineups and the opening tip. The district, well, now we're out of the district now, baby. We are in the state tournament, second round, 6A, Lower Merion, taking on Roman Catholic. We'll take a break and be back with all the action right here exclusively on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418. The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Tell you what, we're live, aren't we, Mike? This place is buzzing. Cardinal O'Hara High School, and we're getting ready for the starting lineups. Lower Marion Aces and Roman Catholic. 6'1" senior guard Louis Wild for Roman.
Binghamton recruit.
Going to Binghamton, Penn State recruit here, Seth Lundy, 6'5", senior. Justice Williams, he's 6'3", freshman, plays like he's a senior, plays like he's in college already. One of the tops in the country. St. Joe's recruit under Phil Martelli, Akeem Hart, 6'6", senior, 20 a game average. Jalen Duren, nice to have two freshmen in the starting lineup, and they're two of the best in the country. 6'9 freshman Jalen Duren, D-U-R-E-N. Number 23, Lower Marion, baby, the legendary Aces. Number one, 6'2 senior Steve Payne. I like this PA announcer, he's pumped. 6'5 senior Jack Forrest. Going to Columbia Division I Ivy League. Among our MVPs this year in post-game interviews. Darryl Taylor, very grizzled team here, guys. 6 foot senior. So Lower Marion experienced, and Roman still relatively young. Matt O'Connor is a 6'4 senior. Going to be playing his college football at Villanova. 6 foot senior, he grinds it out. Number 15, Theo Henry. Cardinal O'Hara High School, Springfield, Lower Marion, and Roman Catholic. The Cahillites. What is a Cahillite? That's Roman Catholic's nickname.
That's a great question.
It is.
It's a tribe, I think.
And the Aces are, it looks like a little bear.
Or a card in a card deck.
A card deck, there you go. The Aces. Lower Marion.
The Aces have a bulldog, too. I don't understand.
Yeah, they do. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
a bulldog?
It's a bulldog, yeah.
My bad.
It could be a bulldog playing cards.
How about Greg Downer? 29th year, 1980 grad of Pencrest High School. Played under the great Ed Dale team in 1980 that went to the District 1 championship and lost to Steve Bono and Norristown High.
Dave, real quick, I mean, Lower Marion lists 5 guards all starting. Roman Catholic has 6'6", 6'6", 6'9" as part of their starters.
And, of course, playing without Lynn Greer.
Sure.
One of the top juniors in the country is Roman because of what it is, the PIAA, the transfer rule. He is ruled ineligible because he wasn't Roman. Then he went to Oak Hill, decided didn't like it down there, and came back to Roman. So what are you going to do? He's only a junior. He'll be back next year for Roman. And here is the opening tip. Roman in their yellow uniforms. That's old school traditional right there. Tap controlled by Duren. And they are, let's see, set the defense here, Mark.
Looks like an extended 2-3 or 1-3-1 zone.
Roman, yellow and white, moving left to right. That is so cool. I mean, look at the history You know, he's only been in the PIAA for 10 years, but the history. This is the freshman, Williams. Loses the ball on the near side, goes out of bounds, and a turnover. Mr. Energizer Bunny out there, number 15, Theo Henry, for Lower Marion in their white uniforms and the purple trim.
It was a 2-3 zone. Pretty active.
Back comes Steve Payne, just underway. Do or die. Back door for Forrest, gets it out. Now Henry, three ball. Blocked by Duren. Henry gets it back for Lower Marion. The ball is taken away. And now here is Williams, and he is pushed hard and taken to the floor. Push foul on Steve Payne, his first, team's first on the Aces. Unbelievable. Justice Williams, 6'3 freshman, is, you're going to love his game.
I didn't like that jump shot, guys. It's not a good sign when someone blocks a shot from the lane.
Yeah,
and comes out. Jalen Duren came out from about 15 feet away.
He
blocked the three-pointer.
We have 7:25 to go in the first quarter. The gym's still filling up here. And they cause problems, matchup problems for anybody. Roman. Got some of your boys in here, Mark?
Yeah, some of the Marple guys.
Marple, your state championship guys from baseball last year. Yes. Top of the key, Lundy going to Penn State. Lundy flips it out to Williams. Three ball from the left wing corner is good by Louis Wild. From Louis Wild.
Lower Marion's going to try and see him if they can shoot threes. They're going to pack a zone in for a while.
And it's 3-0 Roman Catholic. You said he's committed to
Binghamton up in New York.
That's where George Tinsley of Abington Heights is going to be going. Good school. And now being very slow and Lower Marion, well, they're going to slow it down, guys. They're going to try to limit possessions here and look for the good shot. Try to keep the game in the 30s. And you talk about old school. They can play that way too, Mark and guys. Payne, right side, driving to the basket. Taylor lays it up and in with a left hand. Darryl Taylor, 6-foot senior, Lower Marion down 3-2. 6:20 to go in quarter number one, O'Hara High School. Down low for Duren. Turns, fires, no good. Good defense in there, and the ball is out of bounds. They say that Payne was on the end line. And these referees are three of the best. They got to be at this time of year.
I think he's District 11. District 11 referees.
District 11.
I think that's what they announced.
Interesting. Wild again for three. No good. Too strong. Forrest, the rebound for Lower Marion. To Steve Payne, comes up near side, across the timeline, top of the key, Payne, looks to drive against Lundy, ball knocked away out high, and then stolen, or no, it's a retrieved by Lower Marion in the front court. Henry, far side, Taylor, between the circles to Theo, now top of the key, Forrest for three, short, and the rebound, Roman Catholic coming back left to right. Justice Williams accelerates under the basket. Gets it to Lundy. Lundy to Wild. Left side, Justice Williams for three, and he bangs it home. The Fab freshman.
It looked like Roman Catholic stepped on the end line before that kick out.
Very good.
5:13 to go in the first quarter. We're live in living color from Springfield, Delaware County, Cardinal O'Hara High School. Here's Payne, right wing corner to O'Connor. O'Connor gets it out now. Henry, top of the key. Jumper is up, in, and out by Payne. And the rebound, one and done, as you would expect so far. And driving to the basket, Lundy misses. Tap, no good. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Lower Marion. Close call there. And, you know, they're just going to have to try to box out Lower Marion as well as they can. Inbounding the ball. Getting it out now. Roman Catholic with the rock. Left wing, stopping, popping. What a beautiful touch. Justice Williams. Oh, man.
Elevation.
Unbelievable. I heard Archbishop Wood has a couple of great, great sophomores. So blew out. Blew out the other night, last night, Pencrest. Jumper by O'Connor from the right wing corner is too strong. Rebound again, Roman. Here comes Williams back to Wild. Williams looking for the alley-oop jam by Jalen Duren and a timeout. Lower Marion, 4:09 to go in the first quarter. The Do or Die second round PIAA 6A state tournament. Roman 10, Aces 2, DelcoHoops.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Chester Legends in the house here tonight. So Larry Fain from 97, Coach Yarbrough, legendary Chester Clipper, Coach Yarbrough in the house here tonight. Larry, we go back to the action. 10-2. Quick bolt here. Start the game. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Roman Catholic. Lower Marion with the ball, the Aces. Looking for the backboard.
Well,
Payne to the basket, block. Good defense by the freshman, Duren. Now, Roman Catholic flies back. Wild cross court. Thinking about the three, now firing it up and in and out. That was Akeem Hart, the St. Joe's recruit. And there's a rebound for the Ardmore Aces. To the basket, Payne.
Oh, what a take.
Shot. Steve Payne. 10-4. Roman. Lundy for three for the left side is good. He reminds me so much of Lamar Stevens now playing at Penn State.
Just so you know, the Cahillites comes from Thomas Cahill, who was a teacher back in the 1800s and started the school newspaper.
I finally, after all these years, now I know. It's great. Down low, Roman Catholic. Good move. Taylor misses the shot. Oh. Lundy, the 6'6" Lundy, the rebound. Williams. Lundy, foul line, he's going to force that shot up, and he drains it. Seth Lundy, Penn State's going to love him.
Well, here's the bad news. They've hit five jump shots this quarter, including three threes. Lower Marion's gotten four shots at the rim, actually, which is pretty good, I think.
15-4, 11-point lead. Roman Catholic, 2:36 to go, first quarter. Long way to go, folks. 6A, state tournament, round two. Forrest looks to turn around. That's Columbia versus Penn State right there, and he can't get a shot. Great job by Lundy. Theo Henry between the circles. I mean, this is some big-time talent here. A lot of these guys, AAU guys, fundamentally sound.
Oh, man.
And too strong with a shot. Forrest from the right side. Louis Wild. And there's a rare mistake by the Cahillites of a Roman Catholic. And the pass goes out of bounds. One of those zig-zag-zag-zig things and a rare turnover. So 2:10 to go first quarter, guys. DelcoHoops.com. And it's amazing. Laura Marion's going to fight back, I think, though, guys. They're too good of a team. So is Roman.
They can't settle for the three.
No.
They keep attacking a little bit.
Right wing corner, Payne. Three ball right of the key is no good. That was fired up by... In there, O'Connor.
Steal.
A steal underneath the basket. Good hustle is Taylor, but he misses the shot again. Another rebound for the Cahillites. Is this Hart to the basket? Floater is good. Like watching a college, well, your college team out there. And another timeout by Lower Marion and Greg Downer. 1:37 to go in the first quarter. It's Roman Catholic 17, Lower Marion 4 on DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Roman Catholic of the legendary Philadelphia Catholic League leading a Lower Marion, the Aces from the Central League, 17-4, 13-point lead. Buck and a half to go in the first quarter. The Aces have the ball, and they're just going to keep weaving it around and try to value one possession at a time, guy. They're just going to have to start hitting some shots. Here's Forrest against Lundy. Spins in the lane. Knocked away. Good defense. Lundy again. O'Connor, right wing corner, gets it out to Payne. Payne right of the key. Payne top of the key. Payne crossover. Payne tries to do too much by himself. Well done. But you know what?
Give it off.
At the last second, he finds his teammate, Darryl Taylor, under the basket, lays it up and in. 4 points for Taylor. And now a floater by the fabulous freshman, Justice Williams. And it goes in. Looked like Jameer Nelson out there. Oh, boy. Wow.
Laura Marion has six now, not four. I don't know what's the...
Yeah, it's 19-6. They got it a little mixed up.
Get that scoreboard going, guys. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Forrest spins. Look at that defense by the Cahillites. Left of the key is Darryl Taylor. All five seniors out there for the Aces. Almost a travel, not called. Corner, driving to the basket. Forrest, floater, he has got it.
In the paint, they got it.
Forrest's first two of the night. We're down to 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. Down low for Duren. Oh. Duren, the ball's knocked out of bounds by Theo Henry on the end line. 5.6 seconds to go, first quarter. And coming into the game, number three.
3-3.
No, that's a new number. That's not Lynn Greer. Plus Lynn's 6'2". We'll try to find out who number three is. And it's a 10-point lead for Roman Catholic. And they have the ball, Lundy, top of the key. Lundy is going to penetrate, floater, up, around, and two for Seth Lundy, the Penn State recruit. And that's the end of the first quarter. District, oh, man. We're in District 1, actually District 12 territory, the Cardinal O'Hara High School. State playoffs, round two, 6A after one quarter. Roman Catholic 21, Lower Merion 8. Dave Berman and the gangs on DelcoHoop.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, we're ready for the second quarter state playoffs round two, 6A. 21-8 is the score. Roman in front of Lower Merion. Your brother, oh yeah, go ahead, Andrew, update.
Just shooting percentages for both teams. For Lower Merion, they're shooting just under 31%, while Roman Catholic's shooting 64%.
Not great for Lower Merion. Lower Merion, we said, had to hit some three-pointers, Michael, earlier. 0-for-5. Somehow Roman, 3-for-5. Pete?
Yeah, rebounds. We got 7-3 favor of Roman. Only one turnover. Excuse me. One turnover for Lower Merion and two for Roman.
Three ball, no good. Forrest straight away. Roman Catholic, the rebound left to right here. Driving to the basket. Getting out there. Going to be an offensive foul, I believe.
You know what's interesting? Coach Downer, right at the end of the quarter, felt that their guy took a charge. Did you see him talking to the referees after the quarter for the same exact play? That the Roman guys drive so hard and they're trying to step in and take a charge. That one, this crew gave him.
And you know, we didn't get a chance to find out who the real number three is. Nonetheless, the offensive foul is on him and Roman. They're up by 13. Forrest, right block, drives to the basket, blocked in there. And that's going to be a Duren. Got the block, then he jumped and came down, so it's going to be a travel. And, wow, 7:31 deal. Your brother's here?
It's great to see us. Real quick, though, this game is so physical. These referees from District 11, I don't think I've seen this kind of athleticism. I just want to say, there's been a ton of fouls both ways. Right now, the Roman staff's all over the referee for not calling a foul there.
Right, and there's been a ton of fouls they've not called, obviously.
Correct.
O'Connor, right wing corner, right at the key, Payne. Just underway, second quarter. And Lower Merion's going to take it all the way to the rack. No goaltending. Wow. Shot blocked. Picked up by Josh Martin. Josh, who did not start this game, 6'5", brings some height in there. And on the end line, driving to the basket, out of bounds. Turnover. That's going to be on Matt O'Connor.
And then, again, you're
good backdoor cut, though. Yeah, good backdoor cut there by them. Uh-oh. Extending pressure, Laura Mary.
I don't know. It's just watching these guys. It's both teams. Uh-oh. So skilled. Hart to the basket.
Off block.
Oh, a block foul.
I agree.
That's going to be called on O'Connor. His first team's second. So going to the line, the St. Joe's University recruit. And he wears Wilt Chamberlain's number. Hakeem Hart averages 20 a game, 6'6 senior. Phil Martelli's going to be loving this dude.
He will indeed.
Good.
Our first foul shots of the game.
And your brother's here, and real quick.
He teaches at Laura Mary at Belmont Hills.
Great. Thought it was your son for a second.
Whoa, easy.
Back of the rim, no good. Forrest rebound, Lower Marion right to left. 6:55 to go, second quarter. 14-point lead in this do-or-die state playoff game. Round two. You would think it'd be a state championship game. Stopping, popping, firing, rims out. No good by Forrest. Offensive rebound, Martin. Out the paint. Looks to drive. Left side, three ball is up, and it's good. A three ball by Julian Hairston, a 6'2 senior off the bench. So it's an 11-point lead for Roman Catholic. Lundy, top of the key, guarded by Payne. And Roman can slow it up also. Left block, Dern. Pick your poison, right? Wide open, three ball, freshman. Nothing but net. Justice Williams has 10. Winner of this game will probably take on LaSalle. LaSalle College of the Philadelphia Catholic League taking on Allentown Allen tonight in another second-round game. Now Payne left of the key for the Ardmore Aces. Look at that defense by Seth Lundy. Top of the key. This is Hairston, right of the key, dribbling the ball around. I mean, they are. And the thing about Roman Catholic, talented as heck, but they came to play.
Sure.
And they're not fooling around. Floater in the lane. Oh, what a beautiful shot by Jack Forrest of Lower Marion. Well, he has four.
He had a smaller man on him, number three. He's given him about 6 inches.
25-13, Roman Catholic. Now to Williams, drives to the basket, and he is fouled.
This might sound crazy, guys, just to start. Lower Marion's now doubling every time the ball goes inside. So when Jalen Duren gets the ball, they double team. However, that's leaving somebody wide open. And I think against this team, it might sound kind of simple. I would just play him straight up for now. I mean, let's see what he can do. Because obviously when he's taking the ball out, they're getting open three-pointers every time.
Freshman Justice Williams makes the first. I mean, he is hitting nothing but twine, this young man.
You know what I'm noticing? I can see why this team scores 90 points in a game, guys. It's not too hard. They share the ball. They spread the floor. They can go inside or outside.
Up. Back to the rim, no good. Martin the rebound for the Aces. Payne. Left of the key. Slows it up. 5:15 to go, second quarter, from Cardinal O'Hara High School in beautiful Springfield, Delaware County. Here's a three ball. Hairston again for the left side, and he drains it.
A great play there. They did a fake cross screen, and Hairston popped out on the other side.
6'2 senior has 6 points. Julian Hairston, energizer bunny off the bench here. Hart falls, a turnover on Roman Catholic. So it's only a 10-point lead for the Cahillites. Here's Payne, easy layup.
Uh-oh, here we go. How about those apples?
Timeout, Matt Griffin and Roman Catholic. They've won 15 in a row. They lead by 8 here, 4:44 to go. It's loud here in the second quarter. State playoffs, round 2 on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, Cardinal O'Hara High School. Dave Berman and the gang here, 4:44 to go in the second quarter. It's now down to an 8-point lead for Roman over Lower Marion. The state tournament, round 2, 6A.
LM started 0-for-6 from beyond the arc. They've made their last two, Julian Hairston. They also have 12 points in the paint. Pretty impressive thus far.
Roman Catholic with the ball. Lundy for three. They just won't miss. They just will not miss. Roman Catholic's Seth Lundy going to Penn State. Another three ball.
Step back three.
A step back three. I mean, you're looking at some of these guys are going to be in the NBA someday from Roman Catholic. They produced a lot. Forrest, top of the key. Forrest guarded by Wild. Near side out high to Theo Henry. Henry looks to dribble. They're looking for that back door again. They get it out to Payne. And in no particular hurry. They look to penetrate again, but too quick, Roman Catholic. It's Payne, and he brings it out high. Top of the key, Henry. Theo dribbles in the lane, loses the ball. This is not your ordinary high school basketball team. Driving
oh,
the
my
basket,
goodness.
Sick. Sick.
Tomahawk.
Tomahawk. Jam. Oh. Is Phil Martelli in the house here tonight?
Oh,
St.
He
Joe's
be.
University, yeah. Holy tamale. What a basketball team this is. They won three state championships in the last 4 years. 3:29 to go in the third. In the second quarter, Roman Catholic by 13, 31-18 over a darn good Lower Merion team. Henry left of the key for Lower Merion. 3:09 to go. Top of the key, Henry between the circles out high. Hairston, they're really on him too. They look to penetrate. Great defense in the lane. Down low, Martin. Josh shot is blocked by Jalen Dern. Here they come, the Cahillites.
Oh, good God.
Two-handed jam.
Almost pulled the rim down, Michael.
Yes, almost.
Do we have a spare one?
I was thinking of Darryl Dawkins right there, my man. Double D with a sick, sick dunk. And this crowd is buzzing for this Roman Catholic team. Three ball right side, right of the basket. No good by Lower Merion's Payne. Back comes Hart. They can do it inside and outside, and a foul. And I'm telling you, they're young. Next year they're going to have Greer back, and they're going to have Duren for the next 3 years, a 6'9 kid with a jam, and they're going to have the other freshman back.
Dave, the rim is still shaking, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
It almost came down. I actually thought it might come down for a split second. I was scared for Pete. He was closest one to the action.
It was unbelievable. Roman with the ball. Down low, lay it up and in, making it look easy.
Nice pass.
Hakeem Hart has 6 in the quarter, 8 for the game, 35-18. Roman Catholic over Lower Merion. To the near wing, driving Payne, lays it up and in. 6 points for him, 35-20, 15-point lead, Roman Catholic. This is the freshman Williams. Right block, Lundy. Lundy to the basket. He's a man. He just lays it up. He's an absolute man in there.
Well, we said before the game, I don't know how you keep this team out of the 80s. They're already at 37, Dave.
Here's a turnaround jumper. No good by Forrest. Short. Here come the Cahillites. They can run if they want to. And knocked away from behind. The ball out of bounds at last touch by the Aces.
But do you see the issue now? They're going to start trying to play fast. And the faster you play, you're feeding into what Roman does. So you're letting them run out and get quick shots.
1:35 to go in the second quarter. Down low, ball almost stolen away. And it is by Darryl Taylor. Here comes Lower Merion down by 17. Taylor all the way to the basket. And he gets, was it like intimidation? Like, oh boy, I'm going up. And all of a sudden there's 6'6 yeah. Lundy. Lundy forces the miss. Lundy comes back. Patrick Chambers. I mean, they're getting ready for their Big Ten tournament, but he's foaming at the mouth. This is Louis Wild for three. What a beautiful touch.
Oh,
what a beautiful touch. Three ball for the Wild man. Louis Wild, 6 for him. It's a 20, it should be a 20,
yes.
40 to 20.
There you go, right there.
Unbelievable. Roman Catholic.
Can't defend that.
I mean, pick your poison right here.
Oh, my gosh.
Left wing corner, Forrest. Jack looks to drive, shutters, gets away with one there, but now driving is Taylor. Reverse layup is good. A lot of these Lower Merion kids, we're talking PSAC, I mean, really, college players, but not at the level of these Roman guys. Oh, boy. Down low for the freshman. There's a beautiful pass to the fellow freshman, and he looks for Hart. Hart knocks the ball away in the lane to Lundy, 26 seconds ago, and then a foul. hustle play there by, that's O'Connor, the football player. What a great career he had for Lower Merion football, along with Jalen Goodman, both going to Villanova from Lower Merion football under my main man, Evan Bryce Blatt, for Lower Merion. So what do we have, a foul? We have 24.9 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Great hustle by Lower Merion. Two guys on the floor there.
Great.
Steve Payne was flying around.
Inbounding the ball is Wild. 18-point lead, Roman Catholic. Probably go for the final shot here. Duren, Hart, right of the key to Williams. Oh. And he throws. There's a freshman mistake. Steal, Lower Merion, and then Payne with 14 seconds to go. A three ball from the left wing corner. No good. And here, showtime here.
Yes.
Alley-oop.
Oh,
one-handed jam by Jalen Duren. And that is going to be at the buzzer.
Oh boy.
And everybody's just buzzing here. So this, we're going to have to start ranking these teams. Maybe this Roman Catholic team. We'll see how the rest of the game goes in the state playoffs, Scott. All right, so we go to halftime, and your score is Roman Catholic 42, Lower Merion 22. The 6A second round PIAA state tournament from Cardinal O'Hara High School here in Springfield. It never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, here we go. Roman Catholic, ladies and gentlemen, over Lower Merion here at halftime. District, I always want to say district, 6A state playoffs, round number two. 42 for Roman of the Philadelphia Catholic League, 22 for Lower Merion. All right, Andrew, let's see if these numbers match up. Louis Wild, Roman Catholic with 6. Seth Lundy with, 12. Justice Williams, the freshman, with 11. Akeem Hart with 8. And 6 points for Jalen Duren. That's what I have.
I've got Akeem Hart for 7.
Then they...
Three of 4 from the field and 1 of 2 from the line.
Okay. Oh, they only gave him... They gave him on that 3-ball shot, they just gave him 2. Okay. So there you go. And now for Lower Merion, 6 for Steve Payne, 4 for Jack Farr, 6 Julian Hairston, 2 three balls, and 6 for Darryl Taylor. So there it is, guys, and we'll see what happens in the second half. But your thoughts?
My initial thrust, if I may, Roman Catholic is shooting 17 for 22. Andrew, correct? 6 for 8 from beyond the arc. So this team is shooting 75% beyond the arc. From 2s and 3s, they're 77%. I'm going to take a wild guess and say there's not one team in the state that can play with this team when they shoot 60%, let alone 77%. So my initial thrust is they're playing very well tonight. As you stated, David, they're playing great team basketball. They probably have a bunch of assists as well. Laura Marion's got 22 points, only shooting 10 for 27, 2 for 9 from beyond the arc, which is their bread and butter. On a positive note, they do have 16 points in the paint. And if you told me before the game, if Laura Marion would have 16 points in the paint at halftime, I would say, guess what? Coach Downer would sign up for that immediately. Well, however,
I was just going to say, I think part of this is that, you know, Roman Catholic has led by so much for so long that they're allowing a certain amount of opening. You know, they're not fouling. They're just letting them come in because, you know, when you're up by 10, 12, 14, all right, come in and score two. You know, what difference does it make?
I agree. And now they only had one team foul, Michael, that half. So last first half, they had zero team fouls. Tonight they have one. That's almost unheard of. In two first halves of basketball, they have a total of one team foul. However, they play great defense. Their big guy, Durant, can stay in the paint and clog it up. We call it being a rim protector.
Well,
so he's protecting the rim. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, part of that is the officiating. I mean, they obviously very much let him play in the first half.
Well, that is true.
So they're going to have to watch that in the second half.
I don't think there's ranked teams. I don't know much about District 11, but I guarantee there's no athletic ability like this. Alley-oop dunks and just run-out dunks. The one dunk was from 10 feet away, for crying out loud. I mean, Hart had a very athletic dunk. I guess my take is this. Coach Downer's in there saying, we gave up 42 points. I know in his pregame talk, that was never in his wildest dreams.
Right.
He never wanted to play a game. I mean, they were going to head into the 80s. My gut was that he wanted to be in the lower 50s. So
somebody
that's kind of by the boards. But Coach Downer and this Laura Marion team, they've won state titles. So they're in this locker room right now, I guarantee you, saying, we're coming back to win this game. Not to look close, to make it close, to win the ball game. And I think to do that, they have to go back to their four corner, that spread offense a little bit, eat a little bit of clock, and look to go drive and kick. And when they kick it, they can't miss their first 6 3-pointers like they did in the first half there. They have to hit 4, 5, or 6 in a row to get back in it. One, and two is this. In the half-court defense, they can't double-team Durham. You watch when they double-team him, somebody's too tall. He's 6'9". He kicks it out to one player or another player for an open either three-pointer or shot. I think you have to go straight up, Michael.
I think they're trying to disrupt the offensive flow for Roman Catholic. I think that's the intent. And if we can just if we can double-team somebody who's not used to being double-teamed like that, if it throws off his shot, if he panics and starts to toss the ball someplace that he shouldn't, you know, I think that's they're really looking more to disrupt the Roman Catholic offense in hopes they'll start missing shots. Of course, when you do the kind of layups they're doing and the kind of dunks, and the, I mean, you know, it's like moving mountains. But
He tried some zone and they shot over it. And now they're trying to play man and trying to double the post. I would simply say, play him straight up. Try to sort of play him straight up. Give him a quick little dig at him. Don't fully double and see if he makes a move and misses a quick shot.
Well, if you can double and fall back so that you're there for that pass. Again, you're just disrupting their offense. That's really what they want to do. Pete?
Yeah, Mike, just a few stats here at halftime. Rebounding, Roman 10 versus 6 for Lower Marion. We got 6 turnovers for Roman, only 3 for Lower Marion. You would think that's an advantage, but there's so much else going on that's a disadvantage. The height difference. And then when Roman starts hitting the outside shots, there's not much you can do. I was watching the underneath the boards play, and, you know, Jack Farr is a great player. Excuse me, he's staring right at Durham's chest. I mean, it's overwhelming, the size difference. I don't know how you can compete that. I really don't.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just had a fan come over and say, that Jalen Duren kid, the 6'9 kid for Roman Catholic, he's going to be a rich man someday.
Hopefully he'll remember our broadcast.
Yes, they have again Seth Lundy, number 2, who's going to Penn State. There's a guy who can play in the NBA.
But so far, Kobe Bryant hasn't sent me a check.
No, I mean, and Kobe is one of the best. So I see the Daly boys in the house. EJ Curran. We got the coach Lou Garrison.
You know what else?
Yeah,
that Durham. He's only a freshman. Now, yeah. He's 6'9". He's going to grow. He could be 7'1". You put him in the NBA, he'll be another Embiid.
Yeah. And it's amazing. They had some, actually, there were teams that hung with them this year, guys. And LaSalle College was one of them. And I don't know if you have an update.
Final from Reading between LaSalle and William Allen. LaSalle wins 70-53.
So 17-point win. So it's going to be LaSalle College against possibly Roman Catholic, unless Lower Merion can really, really put on a show. LaSalle College, boy, they dodged a bullet against Reading the other day, man. He sent 10, 12 guys out Reading, and they are absolutely relentless the whole game. All right, we're at halftime. It's the state tournament. It's round number two. It's Roman Catholic leading Lower Merion 42-22 at the half from Cardinal O'Hara in Springfield. DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's championship basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor Girls basketball coach Mark Jordan, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
All right, celebrities galore here in the house here tonight. Cardinal O'Hara High School, second round state tournament, 6A. High level of basketball, Roman Catholic over a darn good Lower Merion team by a score 42-22.
Close
there,
enough.
There you go. And Lou Garrison, former Interborough, great. Sure. And then you have, of course, John D. Gregorio from Ridley. Yeah. It's unbelievable. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The second half is underway. Roman left to right with the ball down low for Duren. You know what he reminds me of? Well, he misses that shot.
But they didn't double team. They let him go right there. I love that.
And the rebound is taken by the Ardmore Aces. Not used to being down by 20 points.
Never.
Only lost three games this year. Did Lower Merion. Into the paint to Martin with a left hand. Shot partially blocked by Hart. And then Lundy, what an athlete, drives and slams it. He might, he just reminds me, and you've seen, you know, Lamar Stevens play.
Sure.
Penn State, who's, by the way, hot. And hopefully they can win that Big Ten tournament, but long way to
I'm
go.
I'm with you.
Really struggle. NBA 3, Forrest. Yes!
Wow.
Going to Columbia Ivy League for the Lower Merion Senior. 40, that scoreboard's all messed up, man. Driving to the basket, shot blocked, and lost it out of bounds, did Williams of Roman. All right, the 7 minutes to go in the quarter. I see 6:59 actually, and it's 44 for Roman, 25 for Lower Merion. Payne back left to right to Forrest. The old-fashioned palm violation. You know he looks a little winded. Does Jack Forrest again? He was battling the flu, and that doesn't go away easily.
Sure,
no matter what age.
Extending pressure.
They get it in. To Hart, no relation to Gene. Lundy right side. Lundy drives, lays it up and in. Unbelievable. Oh, my goodness.
Well, here's the issue. You cannot pressure this team. They can go right over the top. They're too tall. They throw it right over the top, and they have a two-on-one every time.
Well, you got to – that game of LaSalle will be interesting. But first, they got to – well, it looks like hang on. There's another three ball from the left wing corner – by Julian Hairston of Lower Merion. He has 9. The lead is 46-25. I don't think Lower Merion's playing that bad. They're still... Well, oh, no. 46-28. Excuse me. Stop, pop, wild hits for Roman. Louis Wild.
They just keep shooting it. They're 3 for 4 this quarter already.
5:55 to go in the third. We're live on DelcoHoops.com. Ardmore Aces of Lower Merion. Driving to the basket with a left hand. Lays it up and in. Steve Payne has 8.
I think Allen can score from here on out, but they just can't stop this team at all. It's kind of impressive. Don't double.
Jalen Duren spins, fires. Misses the shot. Once a foul. Not going to get it. Payne the rebound. Payne flies back. O'Connor for 3. In and out. And the rebound. Justice Williams ahead of the pack to Wilt Chamberlain, who misses the dunk, but he's fat. Did I say Wilt Chamberlain? Excuse me.
Yes.
But he reminds me of a young Wilt Chamberlain, does Jalen Duren, as he's fouled, going for the tomahawk jam to the line, shooting 2, and he's a freshman. And you guys don't remember Wilt back at Overbrook High School, back in the day.
Don't remember him vividly, but we saw him on TV.
Well, Wilt was all... I mean, Wilt was a huge man, but he wasn't built solid like this young man is.
Hey, he's a freshman, Mike, so what is he, 15 years old?
Yeah, so, well, yeah, Wilt was put together. But, yeah, but anyway, he misses a foul shot, so he's got Wilt. That's one thing Wilt had to work on.
No, he made them both.
And he makes one out of two. The first one skimmed the rim, so
skimmed it.
Duren with a point here. 19-point lead. Roman Catholic. O'Connor, 3-ball is going to be wide. You're forcing stuff, and they don't like to play that way, Roman. Way off.
Uh-oh.
Louis Wild back, right side. Lundy takes it to the basket, lays it up and in. They're having fun out there at the expense of Lower Merion and Greg Downer, which is just hard to believe. I mean, it's just...
Well, they have no response in there. Lundy has a dunk and 2 layups in the first 3 minutes of this quarter.
NBA 3, Forrest, no good. And that's...
They're now taking 25-foot shots.
Yeah, down by 21. Well... They're hoping for the best here. And then down low for Duren. Up, layup, good.
That time he got too deep.
6'9", ninth grader for Roman Catholic. LaSalle won earlier. And unless a minor miracle occurs, it's going to be LaSalle College, a rematch of the Catholic League Championship game against Roman. In the lane, Hairston gets it out. Payne... Misses it short. Lundy the rebound. And he throws it away. And it's so uncharacteristic, guys. It's just the style of ball in the Catholic League is unbelievable.
Well, I think when you're leading by 23, it just people get a little sloppy and moving around. And
they don't like it, though, Mike.
No, I understand. But it's human nature. You know, one of the things, Lower Merion's not had a good quarter, and they haven't called a timeout. And I think that's unusual. But I think that means even the... Coach Downer.
Jack Forrest for 3 from the top of the key, and that's what they're doing, guys. They're going
to do it. 2-on-1. Did he send it in? He punched it.
That was easy. He punched it home, did Jalen Duren.
But that's the problem, though. If you pressure him, they get a 2-on-1, and it's going to be a dunk or a layup every time. I'm not sure you can pressure him in his zone. It has to be straight up man to man full court, I believe.
Yeah, this is quite. I know they lost to Westtown. Down low, and then Hairston. Fakes his man out and misses the 3-ball. The rebound, Justice Williams.
Here they go.
Freshman, Louis Wild. Pass down low. Another two-handed jam for Jalen Duren.
You may want to guard him actually down there somewhere.
Number top 5 in the country, freshman, obviously, guys. Payne comes back and good defense by Louis the Wild man. Or I shouldn't maybe say that, but Wild. Off of Roman. It'll stay with Lower Merion. 3:09 to go in the quarter. Third quarter, and it's 57-33, Roman Catholic.
They have 3 dunks and 3 layups in the first 5 minutes here.
It really looked like Steve Payne just lost that one. Didn't look like it touched anyone on Roman.
Top of the key, Payne. Excuse me, that's Darryl Taylor, drives to the basket, misses the shot. And the rebound, Wild. Flying back across the timeline. The refs are letting them play these District 11 guys. Good job. Steal Lower Merion. Here's Forrest. He's open for 3. Yes. And a timeout, Lower Merion, 9 points in the quarter.
They're keeping it within 21, but it's not getting any better.
Right, because they can't stop them. So, again, Roman's heading towards 80 points again. You can't win this 80-point game with them.
2:46 to go, third quarter, second round, PIAA 6A state tournament. Roman Catholic 57, Lower Merion 36, DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, Cardinal O'Hara High School. I'm Dave Berman. They're in Springfield, 2:46 to go in the third quarter. Roman Catholic, Philadelphia Catholic League 57 and Lower Merion 36. Lower Merion, the Central League champs, and Roman Catholic, the Catholic League champs. And they hang on to this lead. They're going to have a rematch with LaSalle College, who won pretty easily over Allentown Allen tonight.
I think they will. Their shooting percentage was crazy at half. What, almost 75%? They're 7 for 9. They're 77.7%.
Lundy from the right wing corner. No good. Rebound out to Forrest. Lower Merion coming back. What a move. They don't call that a goal. Well, block. No good. Followed by Taylor. Getting it out to Payne. Payne left of the key. 2:26 to go in the third. Lower Merion down by 21. They slow it up. Payne dribbling to the right side. Right of the key, Taylor. Darrell playing very into the lane. Spins, layup. No, he's playing his tail off.
Yes, he is.
Five seniors out there for the Ardmore Aces. And driving good at a foul by Jack Forrest. What a massive quarter for him. He has 11 points, goes to the line, shooting one.
They called that touch foul after all the contact we've seen for the last 6 minutes. It's unbelievable.
Let's see who Roman's going to bring in the game now. It's a 6'7 junior, Kyle Maska. M-A-S-K-A, Kyle Maska.
Roman did take a fast three-pointer last time down and missed it. That's got to be Lower Merion's hope. They take some fast three-point shots and miss.
Forrest up. He's a ball player, isn't he? And a great kid. Jack Forrest going to Columbia, 6'5 senior, Lower Merion. But they only down by 18. Ball knocked out of bounds by Forrest.
Well, you know what? Now, Duren's out of the game down there. So they're obviously a lot smaller. And maybe they can pressure a little bit now with him out of the mix for the next minute or two.
Not much smaller, though, because the guy that came in, 6'7.
Andrew, you're a downer.
Here's Maska, shot no, but a foul. He's a big body in
man,
for Roman. And he'll go to the line shooting two. Ready to check back in. St. Joe's recruit for Roman Catholic, Hakeem Hartz.
I guess
6'6 senior.
I mean, they have, three dunks and three layups this quarter. You got to hope that they take some shots outside the lane if you're Lower Merion.
Free throw good off the bench. Kyle Maska. Out of the game comes Justice Williams, Justice Bird Williams for Roman. Another foul shot here for Maska of the Cahillites, 23-4.
A question for end of the quarter for Michael and Peter. If you're scouting this game against Roman, what are you looking for? What's going to be your mindset for the next game?
Well,
it's kind of interesting.
LaSalle has a chance to knock him off, I think. Well, they battled him pretty good in the Catholic League Championship game at the Palestra. 10,000 people for that. So we'll see. And you got Abington waiting in the wings. You got to win tonight, though. It's a second round. 1:41 to go. Lower Merion with the ball. We're in the third quarter. Henry looks to drive to the basket. That's going to be an offensive foul.
Yes.
Great defense there by Maska.
Nice job.
Theo doesn't like the call.
Oh, easy call. Take the heat. I love it.
And 76er head coach Brett Brown and his wife are in the house here tonight. And your athletic director, Mr. Adams,
yes,
right? Told
Bobby
us
Adams, all over the place.
I asked him for coffee, and he gave me a gesture. Just joking.
That's a charge.
Offensive foul. Drive into the basket. Score it, but take it away for sophomore Michael Anderson of Roman. So 1:22 to go in the third, and it's 58-39. a 19-point lead for Roman.
Long Man's going to play hard to the end. We know that already. Hit a three ball here.
Here comes Roman Catholic. There's Forrest, drives to the basket. Dipsy-doo shot, no good. Roman Catholic, the rebound. This is Gabe Perez, who just checked into the game. And he's out of bounds. So the ball goes out of bounds. Turnover on Roman. Roman getting a little sloppy here.
That's what Michael said, though. They made me lose some focus up by 20 the entire time.
1 minute to go in the quarter. Third quarter. 6A. Boys basketball. High level here at O'Hara High School. Only the second round. And you lose, your season's over. NBA 3 again. Nothing but net for Jack Forrest. Brett Brown would like... He can shoot. I mean, he is going to Columbia.
That's
a lower D1, but still. Lead is down to 16, guys. And it's off his head out of bounds.
Here we go.
Turnover on Roman Catholic. 34 seconds to go.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Hit another three here. Make it a little more
quarter,
fun.
Yeah. 16-point lead. Yeah, really. Roman Catholic's lead is only 16. Payne, top of the key, looks to drive. Boy, Forrest has had a monumental quarter.
They switch men.
Theo Henry flips it out left of the key. Payne, 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Payne gets it right side. Payne gets it back from Goodman.
Four.
Henry drives, and he almost made the shot, but he's fouled. It's going to be two shots. He was in the act of shooting, I think. No, they say he was on the floor. Wow, I don't know about that. Foul on Roman. Matt O'Connor back into the game for Lower Merion. And we have 2.1 seconds to go in the quarter. Third quarter. Henry inbounding under the offensive. Yeah, they need a quick. Better hurry up. Down low, and he is fouled. Reaching on with 1 second to go. That's a reach in on the big fella for Roman Catholic, Masca.
They're switching all the screens here, David.
Late in the third. And Roman is slowly creeping back down by 16.
Oh, he's open.
He missed it, Forrest. He was so shocked that he was wide open under the basket.
Oh,
he's making all these NBA threes, but he misses the layup because he was shocked. Anyway, we go to the fourth quarter. It is Roman Catholic 58, Lower Merion 42, 16-point lead, 6A state tournament, boys basketball, the best in PA on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the getting ready for the fourth quarter. Jack Ellis comes over and says hi. Cardinal O'Hara, assistant football coach. Beginning of the fourth quarter, it's Roman Catholic 58 and Lower Merion 42 as we get ready for the final 8 minutes. Pete.
Yeah, Dave, just one little side fact here, and I don't think it's a coincidence. Lower Merion made their run while Durham was on the bench. So let's see if what happens when he's back in the game now.
Absolutely.
Let's see if Roman now stretches that lead again.
Great point. And he gives him a low post, of course, scoring threat as well as a presence at the rim. 8 for 20 in that quarter for Lower Merion. 7 for 10 at Roman Catholic. Cooled off to 70%.
I had 15 points in that quarter alone for Jack Forrest of the Ardmore Aces. 19 for the game. Henry drives, can't get anything out to Forrest again, misses the three ball, and the rebound to the Kahilites and Akeem Hart. Hart across the timeline, left to right, St. Joe's recruit, behind the back dribble, and fouled by Henry. Henry says, he pushed me off. It's not on me. He pushed me off.
It's a bad matchup for Laura Murray.
What are the team fouls here, guys? We have four on each squad. Number two on Theo. This is Wild. Cross-court pass to Williams to the basket. Misses the shot.
Oh.
With a block foul.
No.
That is going to be on Matt O'Connor of Lower Merion. Going to the line, shooting two, is Williams, Fab freshman.
Again, I think that was kind of a weak call. All the contact we've seen this game.
Yeah, I didn't like that call at all.
He was going to get charged. He kind of backed up Dave at the very end, and he grazed him, and he called that foul.
Makes the first. That's Justice's first point here in the second half for Roman Catholic. 12 in the game, of course, 11 in the first half. 59-42. 17-point lead, Roman. Fourth quarter, makes it again. 18-point lead for Roman over Lower Merion.
Three-quarter court pressure.
Forrest across the timeline. Henry, top of the key, left side Payne. There's a three ball from the right, left wing corner.
Uh-oh,
no good.
Oh, boy.
Here's a fast break for Roman, and they get it. What a beautiful catch, and goes to the basket, missing the shot. And the rebound, it's Darryl Taylor. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Roman. 6:54 to go in the fourth quarter. 18-point lead. And they're still playing a little, Roman is a little lackadaisical here.
A little bit. But again, those corner threes. O'Connor's had three of them, guys. Wide open looks.
Yes.
Need to make one or two of them.
Scoreless tonight is O'Connor. Forrest down to Darryl Taylor. Lays it up and in. 8 points for Taylor. The lead is...
Played a great game, Darryl Taylor.
Lundy comes back. Lundy, right wing corner. Slows it up.
Uh-oh.
Down low for Duren. They get it out to it's Wild, and a timeout. He does not like what he sees. Matt Griffin, third-year head coach, Roman Catholic. 6:26 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. It's never sounded so good. It's a 16-point lead for Roman Catholic, and the ball on DelcoHoops.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
It's Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, Peter Fulgenetti, Mike Mayer, and Andrew Kaufman. 6:26 to go in the fourth quarter. And this is the 6A State Tournament, Pennsylvania State Tournament, 6A class. And we are in the second round. And now, Andrew, you have an update.
Update from Reading with Chester. With Chester's game, they're up 8-3. Methacton leads Boys Latin 67-54 after three.
So Methacton, I knew they were good. Even though Chester, we saw them blow them out, Methacton can play. And they're playing Boys Latin from Philly. So you win tonight, you go to the Elite Eight.
Also, Coatesville leads 33-27 at half.
And that's a good team they're playing. Butler from Pittsburgh. Driving travel, I think. They're going to call a foul on the floor.
Push him from behind.
No, he was pushed from behind?
Yes.
Really? Because I thought he just slipped forward.
It's not a shooting foul. It's got to be on the floor. Oh, it is.
6:18 to go, fourth quarter. It is Roman Catholic with a ball, leading Lower Merion 60-44.
They were fronting there. It's so tough to front these guys. They're so tall, Roman. They can throw right over the top of any kind of front. So you really have to play behind your man in the post and just sort of, again, pick your poison.
16 fouls now on the Aces.
Duren's getting hugged. Duren's getting hugged.
And a foul in the lane. That's going to be 17 fouls. So now Roman will go to the line shooting one and one.
That was Coach Downer. They intentionally are going to start fouling 23. I'm not sure.
Wow, I'm not used to that in high school.
Well, not now my 16 points, you're not, are you?
That's a 17th.
He's going to hug him again. Watch this.
One and one. So it'll be Jalen Duren.
I'm sorry.
Who will get some foul work, foul shooting practice here.
I think Coach Downer has no nighttime plans for dinner. This could go for a while.
Okay.
Jalen Duren, 6'9", freshman, 13 points for him.
What a good stroke, though, no?
Yes, he does. He's got it. So it's like the, what they used to call it, Hack-a-Shack. It's a
Hack-a-Ben Simmons.
Yeah,
oh, and the other coach, Coach Griffin's telling him that right now, the referee.
Jalen Duren again, up, misses that one, but offensive rebound, Lundy up for two. Seth Lundy with 20.
That can't be a strategy that's going to work.
Well, he did make one out of two until the putback.
Well, you're down now by 19. Lower Merion down by 19. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Payne left of the key. Now right of the key, Henry for three. No, too strong. And the rebound, Hakeem Hart. Be playing for St. Joe's next year. Is a bounce pass thrown away. And here come the Aces to the basket. Lay it up and in. Jack Forrest with 21. I have 21, Andrew.
Oh, is that another turnover here, David? Two straight.
Lead is down to 17, and there you go. Roman Catholic turns it over again. Lower Merion coming back. Payne, top of the key, Henry. Takes a lot of energy to try to come back in this game. But keep making shots. Forrest looking for three down low. That's going to be an offensive foul again. Boy, they know how to take charges, too. Very
really
fundamentally
do.
Sound. Philadelphia Catholic League basketball. Louis Wild takes the charge.
I thought he was in too deep, though, Dave.
On Taylor.
See, that call wouldn't have happened, by the way. In the college level, there's a restraining line out in front of the basket there. That'd been really close to it.
I've got Forrest with 21 for the game.
You got it. Down low. Actually, alley-oop dunk. Pass from Hart to freshman Duren. And Jalen bangs home another one. 65-46. Roman Catholic. Defending PIAA 6A state champs. Payne for three. Rims out. No good. Offensive rebound. Henry up. Yes. Theo Henry can say someday, I took it to the hole against Jalen Duren when he was a freshman. And here we go again. One handed tomahawk jam by Jalen Duren again on the alley-oop. This is showtime, baby. Big time showtime. Far shot blocked by Lundy out of bounds. They're men.
Well, Mike, they're men, and they're obviously a lot better.
4:27 to go in the fourth quarter. It's now 67-48, 19-point lead for Roman Catholic. Laura Marion with the ball. Getting it right of the key, Payne. Loses it, actually, yeah, deflected out of bounds on his pass off the Roman player. That is Justice Williams.
They need a new rim or two for Friday night's game here.
Cardinal O'Hara High School. A lot of banners up here, Bo. Lundy, two Division I guys playing against each other. Lundy, Penn State, Roman, and Jack Forrest, Columbia, for the Aces. Right of the key. Takes it to the
nicely
rack.
Done.
Lay it up. Yes!
Nicely done.
Four in the quarter for Jack. 23 for the game. Lead is 17. So Laura Marion's keeping it between, what, 15, 20 points.
Sure.
There's Wild. Right wing corner, three ball. He misses one. Finally, Williams, the freshman for Roman. Rebound is taken by Lower Merion. Going to the basket. Duren blocks the shot ahead of the pack. Hakeem Hart drives.
Uh-oh.
Two-handed jam. With nine. I think I saw some baseball players.
That was them. I think they're out of here.
Three ball, Payne. Yes. Payne with a three ball as 11 in the game and a timeout with 3.5 to go. People are going to try to beat the traffic here. We have 3:30 to go in the game of the 6A state tournament round number 2. It is Roman Catholic 69, Lower Merion 53 on DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
People start to filter out here at Cardinal O'Hara High School. 3:30 to go in the fourth quarter, second round state tournament. It is Roman Catholic 69 and Lower Merion 53. Mefacton, one I heard over Boys Latin from the Philadelphia Public League.
They're up 83-61 with just under four to play.
They are a good team now. If you can get an Abington score, they have the 6-8. They play Penridge. They're playing Penridge tonight.
That game has not tipped off yet.
All right, supposed to start at 7:30.
It was supposed to start at 7:30. They were pushed back to after 8 o'clock because of the game before them.
Interesting. Here's Lundy driving to the basket. Seth lays it in. Four in the quarter, 22 for the game.
You try to put pressure against this team. It doesn't work, guys. No. I mean, they go right down the court. I mean, I think you have to say it's a half-court game. It's the only way to do it against this team. And,
you know, Lower Merion did not play a bad ball game, guys.
Well, that's a slow start. I think they've had a decent half for sure.
Yeah.
Six threes this half.
Hairston driving. Foul on the floor. Team foul just number five here in the second half on the Cahillites. 3 minutes to go in the game. 71-53, Roman Catholic. LaSalle won earlier, big over William Allen. Allentown Allen, good young team up there in District 11. They'll learn from that loss. So it'll be a Catholic League state quarterfinal, LaSalle-Roman. And now Henry, long three ball, no good. Durin the rebound. Getting it to Hart. Hart slowly across the timeline. And Roman looks to take care of the ball here. Run some clock. Hart out the wide open three. Got it. Louis Wild. You know, last year, I tell you what, man, Roman had a scare in the state semis, though, by Pine Richland. Won in overtime state semis. Pine Richland against the mega power, Kennedy Catholic, tonight out west. Hopefully you get a score on that later on. Three ball too strong by Forrest. Here comes Roman Catholic back. Wild alley-oop a little bit too high for Akeem Hart. Little showtime here. Substitutions. Number three back into the game for Roman as they clear the bench with 2:12 to go. 74-53. Roman off to the state quarterfinals yet again.
Chester in complete control of Harrisburg, 22-11. And apparently Carell Watkins isn't even on their roster tonight.
Yeah, it's too bad. But they're playing pretty well without him, obviously. Shot no good. And that follow by Steve Payne is good.
Good hustle, Steve.
And Carell's been out for the last four games for Chester. One of the top players in Delaware County. And now stopping and popping and missing the shots is Perez. And we've got a loose ball foul. Team foul number six on Roman, non-shooting. 1:47 to go in the ball game. It's 74-55 Roman Catholic over the Lower Merion Aces. And they're going to lose 11 seniors. Three ball is up. Wide to the left by Jack Forrest. Good hustle by Matt O'Connor. Going for the ball out of bounds.
Lamarine will reload. I mean, they always seemingly have big senior classes, and a year or two later, they'll come back again.
They need to get – I want to see them get better in football. You've seen that, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, how would Abington, Mike, when we get a chance, how would Abington guys fare against Roman? Driving to the basket, shot blocked out of bounds, but a foul.
No, it looks like a charge.
I think the way Roman's configured, I just see them overwhelming most teams. I mean – I don't know how Abington can take these guys on and do much. They've got better height.
Pete?
Yeah, what I would like to see is Eric Dixon against Jalen Dorr.
You're talking.
That would be a war.
Villanova and a future NBAer,
sure.
I think.
That would be worth paying to see. Yeah.
Well, we will see.
Coach just took out.
Yeah, we subbed everybody.
Jack Forrest.
All right, so they played 4 years, man. Steve Payne, Jack Forrest, Darryl Taylor, Theo Henry, Matt O'Connor, Josh Martin, and a few others out there. And there is Hairston, a three ball, around the rim, no good. Rebound Perez for Roman, 1:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Cross court pass, Roman has the ball, up by 19, and they throw the ball away. So
I'll tell you one quick thing, and maybe just me seeing this game for the first time, seeing Roman. Their starters are outstanding, no doubt about it. If you can get to their bench, if you can get one or two guys in foul trouble, David, perhaps get to the sixth, seventh, or eighth man, you might have a shot. But again, a couple things. One, you have to keep attacking the rim. And two, Mike, we mentioned it, the refereeing crew, this crew tonight wasn't calling a whole lot of anything for the first half. So you need to get a guy with two fouls or three fouls in the first half.
And I think when you call fouls, it tends to force the team to get called the fouls on to back off a little bit, play a little safer, because they can't afford to get into foul trouble.
So Lower Marion will fall. We still have a minute eight to go, but they're honoring the scene. A big standing ovation, Lower Marion fans, for their seniors. Lower Marion will fall to 25-4, another unbelievable season. The seniors, let's run them down for the aces. Steve Payne, Jack Forrest, going to Columbia. Steve will play some PSAC Division II ball. Julian Hairston, Darryl Taylor, Jalen Goodman, and he's going to play his college football at Villanova. We also have out there Matt O'Connor, a senior, also playing his college football at Villanova. Sam Ostry, Theo Henry, Garrett Ryan, Josh Martin, Seth Needle, he'll sting you. And there you go.
Abington and Penridge are just about to tip off here at around 8:15. And Methacton leads by 30, 93-63 with 2 minutes to go.
Boys Latin.
District 1.
Philly boys. Philadelphia Pub. Charter school, actually. So their season will come to an end. And good for Methacton. Small school around Ursinus College, that area. Driving to the basket up. Partially blocked. That was Lower Marion going to the basket, and Roman picks it up. Let's give a shot number five here, Amir Adams. And that's going to be a pleasure to watch. There's Brett Brown. There he is. Nice guy, but unfortunately, I would love to get a picture with him, and he's going to leave the building. And the 76er coach. And they better win a world championship in the next couple years. Three ball from the left side. No good. And with 24 seconds to go, here comes Lower Marion, a very simple man, Leonard Skinner, James Simples, and then floating to the basket, missing the shot. Offensive rebound, Simples. Gets it out. Is that Ostry? Three ball, no good. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the ball game in 7.8 seconds. Inbounding the ball, Roman Catholic's going to win it. Looks like 74-55 will be your final score. So Roman Catholic advances to the PIAA 6A state quarterfinals, beating Lower Marion 74-55, and both teams get a standing ovation here tonight. Unbelievable job by both teams, but too much Roman Catholic, too many athletes, and that's saying a lot, because so does Lower Marion. Back with the post-game show following these words. It's Roman Catholic of the Roman Catholic of the Philadelphia Catholic League going to the state quarterfinals. You heard it right here on DelvoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. Son, be a
dentist. This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, and the final score again, Roman Catholic is now 24-4, beating Lower Marion, who falls at 25-4. Season over for the Aces, another great one. Roman wins at 74-55.
I'll take it first, I guess. Just very, very impressive Roman Catholic. They have no weaknesses. They handle the ball. They can handle your pressure. You start off in zone. They shot over top for three-pointers. They can go inside. They work the ball inside out. They have three Division I players, top-notch. Lower Marion, I wish they made some more shots early. They made 6 three-pointers in the second half. They make those three-pointers in the first half. Maybe the game's closer a little bit longer.
I would like to have seen that some fouls called in the first quarter that were not called. I think that would have slowed the pace and taken some of the physical ability of Roman Catholic away and made give her Lower Marion, because they'd have to be a little more cautious. You know, you put two fouls in the first quarter on that big man, you know, suddenly he's going to have to back off.
And you saw that team had a big drop-off. I mean, Roman's, you know, utterly talented across the board, the starters, and there's definite drop-off. And I'm not sure who's going to be refereeing which district will have the game when they play LaSalle. But LaSalle knows his team very well. And LaSalle knows they have to play a slower-paced game. Their game in the pressure was 64-50, I believe. So they held them to the 60s. I think they want the game even lower. They probably want the game in the lower 50s, LaSalle. Maybe high 40s if they can. Tonight they had 70-some points. And they took their starters out, you know, pretty liberally in the end of the second quarter and fourth quarter. Lower Marion, kudos to them. We saw them win the Central League title.
Right.
They're by far and away the best team in our Central League. And you know, Coach Downer and staff does a great job again. Just sometimes when you're up against that kind of talented team, you said it. Pick your poison. Do you double the post? Do you try to go full court pressure? None of it worked tonight for Lower Marion, but doesn't diminish a fantastic season. And all those seniors, congratulations. Good luck to Roman moving forward. I think now will they shoot 70%? Second half they shot only 63%. Something was really wrong.
Yeah,
so they shot almost 70% as a team for this game. I don't think they even need that. They might just need 55% or 50% to be really good. If they have to lose, they're going to need to miss a lot of shots. Someone's going to make a lot of three-pointers against them because their size inside is so great. A team's going to have to make 8 or 10 three-pointers to challenge them seriously.
Yep. I would say you're right. Pete, what do you got?
Yeah, I got a few stats that really make no sense. 14 turnovers for Roman, only 4 from Lower Marion.
Huh.
So you'd think, wow, I mean, that it doesn't mean anything. Rebounding, 28 Roman, 14 Lower Marion. So, you know, they controlled the boards. But more than that, listen to this stat. Jalen Durham, 6'9" freshman, plays the majority of the game. 0 fouls. The man doesn't have to foul. He's
well, what I say, guys, it reminds me of a young Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain never fouled out.
But. Yeah. I mean, he can play so far off the ball because of his height.
And he does. And again, it's tough to really challenge him. I know I tell our teams that if someone has, they have a big shot blocker inside, don't get too close. Pull up 6 or 8 feet from that shot blocker to see where that creates some space. So it is tough, and he's very good. And who knows if he's tired. I'm sure he's in great shape. But all I know is when they went to their bench, there was definitely an appreciable step
no
down.
Doubt.
And can LaSalle get into their bench? We'll see that next, what is it, Saturday?
Saturday they'll play, right.
And actually, Jack's head coach from Columbia was here to see his last game. And he's in the house, and he asked me, the Delco Hoops, how many did Jack have? What a ball player he is, Mike.
Yeah.
And it's great seeing these guys. We've covered so many great players over the years, Pennsylvania, and it's great to see him at the next level.
Speaking of points, why'd you give him the point totals?
My man Andrew will do that.
For Roman Catholic, they were led by Seth Lundy, who had 22. Jalen Duren finished with 18. Justice Williams with 13. Louis Wild had 3 three balls, finished with 11. Hakeem Hart finished with 9. And Kyle Maska was 1 of 2 from the line for his lone point tonight.
Wow.
For Roman Catholic's total of 74. And for Lower Marion, Jack Forrest finished with 23. Steve Payne had 13. Julian Hairston with 9. Daryl Taylor with 8. And Theo Henry made it 1 of 4 for his 2 points tonight.
How scary is that? So the leading scorer, Hakeem Hart, 9 points, David. 9 points. And they still scored 0.75. Anyone's got 80 points with him being held at less than half of his average.
Yep.
Scary.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Check back tomorrow for the articles on this game as well as a full archive. We'll actually probably post the archive tonight, but it'll be definitely posted with the article tomorrow from either the Daily Times or the Los Angeles, or the Philadelphia Inquirer, or both. We'll see. And we have to make a decision. We are leaning towards the Catholic school game right here, which I think will be a good game.
Well, maybe I could do live reports from up in Scranton or up in Bethlehem. Wouldn't that be cool?
We could maybe try to put out the call for a play-by-play guy for local, and you can go. I mean, I'd love to be able to do both games, but it gets expensive. I don't have 2 crews. So, in any event, we got to make a decision, but we should post it tomorrow so everybody knows what we're going to cover. And then, that may be the season for us. We'll see what happens. We understand that the semifinals are going to be broadcast on NFHS with video. If that's the case, we won't do a game. But I don't know if they're going to do the girls as well. So we'll check around and see. But this could be next game should be our swan song for the 2018-2019 season. Dave, parting words?
All right, that's it. Once again, a very impressive performance by Roman Catholic of the Philadelphia Catholic League tonight. And that's it now 16 straight wins for them as they beat a very good Lower Marion squad from Ardmore, 74
55 in the second round of the PIAA State Tournament. You heard it all right here only, and it sounded great on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.